When Mo Yan won this year's Nobel Prize for Literature, he was not the only one elated.
It was really an unexpected and early Christmas, I think.
Shunandini Banerjee is senior editor and graphic designer at Seagull Books, an independent publishing house tucked away in a bustling South Kolkata neighborhood. On the door of the bookstore, right next to a roadside noodle stall, a poster says, "Seagull Books is proud to present Pow by Mo Yan, winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature." Seagull publishes a lot of writers in translation, French, German, African, and as it happens, the newly minted Chinese Nobel laureate. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata with the story of the mother of all fortune cookies. On the day Mo Yan won the Nobel, Shunandini and Naveen Kishore, Seagull's publisher, had just had a depressing meeting with their distributors. Many of their beautifully designed books had turned out to be slow sellers and were eating up storage space in the warehouse in America.
And they were recommending, you know, we either pulp some of our books or ship them back to India. Both processes involve, you know, again, further expenditure. So we were fretting. And one of the slow sellers on that list was, in fact, Mo Yan's little book called Change.
Then came the Nobel announcement. 1,700 languishing copies of Change disappeared in a flash. Naveen says the Nobel had a ripple effect on the entire catalogue.
So it doesn't necessarily sell millions of books. What it does is it establishes a certain visibility and credibility and interest in you as a whole, not just that particular book.
Many poobahs in the publishing world are flummoxed that a publishing house in Kolkata has a Chinese Nobel laureate's newest book. Wait, it gets even more globally tangled. Naveen actually met Mo Yan at an awards ceremony in a small town in Italy.
And on the way back, Mo Yan, his daughter and I traveled to Venice. We spent a day together. I took some black and white photographs and we caught our planes back.
The relationship between the Indian publisher and a Chinese writer who spoke no English grew from that chance meeting, framed by a few photographs. That's not unusual, says Shunandini, because Naveen cares about relationships.
Because Naveen is still one of the very few owner publishers, you know. So when you come to Seagull and your first point of entry to Seagull is Naveen, you are genuinely told things like, you know, you're free to make it as long as you wish, you're free to make it as short as you wish. He's the publisher, you know, he's not the CEO, you know, or the MD. He is a good old-fashioned publisher who decides, shapes his list.
And if you believe in your writers, says Naveen, a Mo Yan doesn't have to be the exception.
And if that list is a good old-fashioned, very strong, step-by-step backlist that will stand the test of time, you will at any given moment have, you know, potential Nobel winners every year. I mean, I'm very confident that this is the first of many Nobels.
Mo Yan's victory has been analyzed threadbare for his stance on censorship. But for Seagull, it's also a vindication of an experiment to change the rules of the game.
Which is to say that great literature, great world literature, need not always come from the traditional center, which has been, you know, America and the UK. So, you know, a good book is a good book is a good book.
Shunandini edited the English translation of Mo Yan's latest novel, Pow. To have it ready for the Nobel ceremony this week, they had to print it in America instead of Kolkata to save on shipping delays. But they had no credibility with American printers. That's when some angels in America stepped in, says Naveen.
And then Rick Simonson, who's a Seattle bookseller, and George Carroll, who's an independent publisher's rep, they found these two absolutely amazing women, Cynthia and Olivia, I think mother and daughter, and who, without so much as a buy or leave, paid the printer up front for these books. You know, it was like completely amazing.
And now Seagull is getting love back home as well.
Ironically, we're discovering after 30 years that retail in India is discovering us thanks to Mo Yan.
For KALW in Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy.